Kia ora and good evening to you, from my house to yours. Tonight we are celebrating communion together, so you will need a piece of bread or a cracker and some juice or wine. You might like to pause the podcast now while you go and get yourselves sorted with something to eat and drink for each person in the room taking communion. Etifano, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God, who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Tonight's reading comes from Luke 22. I'm starting at verse 14. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. According to the book of Luke, Jesus goes from the upper room to the Garden of Gethsemane. And I'm now going to take up the story as Max Licardo tells it. This is his version of what happens in the garden. It's nearly midnight when they leave the upper room and descend through the streets of the city. The road is steep, so they stop to rest. Somewhere within the city walls, the 12th apostle darts down a street. His feet have been washed by the man he will betray. His heart has been claimed by the evil one he has heard, and he runs to find Caiaphas. The final encounter of the battle has begun. As Jesus looks at the city of Jerusalem, he sees what the disciples can't. It is here, on the outskirts of Jerusalem, that the battle will end. He sees the staging of Satan. He sees the dashing of the demons. He sees the evil one preparing for the final encounter. Satan, the host of hatred, has seized the heart of Judas and whispered in the ear of Caiaphas. Satan, the master of death, has opened the caverns and prepared to receive the source of light. Hell is breaking loose. History records it as the battle of the Jews against Jesus. It wasn't. It was a battle of God against Satan. Jesus turns and begins the final ascent into the garden. When he reaches the entry, he stops and turns his eyes toward his circle of friends. It will be the last time he sees them before they abandon him. He knows what they will do when the soldiers come. He knows their betrayal is only minutes away. But he doesn't accuse. He doesn't lecture. Instead, he prays. His last moments with his disciples are in prayer. And the words he speaks are as eternal as the stars which hear them. He chose to pray for us. He prayed, I pray for these men, but I am also praying for all people who will believe in me because of the teaching of these men. Father, I pray that all people who believe in me can be one. I pray that these people can also be one in us so that the world will believe that you sent me. That's you. As Jesus stepped into the garden, you were in his prayer. As Jesus looked into heaven, you were in his vision. As Jesus dreamed of the day when we will be where he is, he saw you there. His final prayer was about you. His final pain was for you. His final passion was you. He then turns, steps into the garden, and invites Peter, James, and John to come. He tells them his soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, and he begins to pray. Never has he felt so alone. What must be done, only he can do. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, Jesus confesses. His humanity begged to be delivered from what his divinity could see. Jesus, the carpenter, implores. Jesus, the man, peers into the dark pit and begs, can't there be another way? Did he know the answer before he asked the question? Did his human heart hope his heavenly Father had found another way? We don't know, but we do know he asked to get out. We do know he begged for an exit. We do know there was a time when, if he could have, he would have turned his back on the whole mess and gone away. But he couldn't. He couldn't, because he saw you. Right there, in the middle of a world which isn't fair. He saw you, cast into a river of life which you didn't request. He saw you, betrayed by those you love. He saw you, with a body which gets sick and a heart that grows weak. He saw you, in your own garden of gnarled trees and sleeping friends. He saw you, staring into the pit of your own failures and the mouth of your own grave. He saw you in your garden of Gethsemane, and he didn't want you to be alone. He wanted you to know that he has been there too. He knows what it's like to be plotted against. He knows what it's like to be confused. He knows what it's like to be torn between two desires. He knows what it's like to smell the stench of Satan. And perhaps most of all, he knows what it's like to beg God to change his mind and to hear God say so gently but firmly, no. For that is what God said to Jesus, and Jesus accepts the answer. At some moment during that midnight hour, an angel of mercy comes over the weary body of the man in the garden. As he stands, the anguish is gone from his eyes. His fist will clench no more. His heart will fight no more. The battle is won. You may have thought it was won on Golgotha. It wasn't. The final battle was won in Gethsemane. And the sign of conquest is Jesus at peace in the olive trees. For it was in the garden that he made his decision. He would rather go to hell for you than go to heaven without you. Let's pray. God, will we ever, ever understand what you have done for us? Will we ever comprehend the depth of your love for us? We pray our own silent prayers of thanks to you now. God, we are so aware of our own brokenness and failures. We bring our own sin to mind now. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and in the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned in weakness. And we have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Saviour Christ's sake, and renew our lives to the glory of your name. You made us to know you and to be near to you. Our hearts are restless until we come to you. the wonder of your redeeming love was fully shown in Jesus the Christ. Yet we did not value him and send him to death, a death he freely accepted, stretching out his arms on the cross to embrace the whole human race and to bear our sin on himself. By Jesus' death and resurrection, death is destroyed and we are delivered from sin through your amazing forgiveness. To you be glory, Almighty God. As on the night before he died, your Son Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given you thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Let's take the bread now and remember. After supper, he took the cup, and when he had given you thanks, he gave it to them and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you. Do this as often as you think it to remember me." Let's take the wine or juice now and remember. God, creator of all things, may your love and faith enfold us now. Make us one together as we eat and drink and remember your death and your gift of eternal life. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. It's been a real privilege to be involved in evening prayer over the last few months. May we continue to hold up one another in prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. God bless you, my friend. Good night.